Well, if you're new with us this morning, so glad you joined us. And today I want to speak to you on a topic of speaking up, but in a little bit of a different way. Last Sunday, I shared a message on the prophet Jonah, who was running away from God. And there was a message that he had to deliver to the people of Nineveh. But then he decided to just kind of go the other way. Things didn't go as planned. And then somehow, through the circumstances, he went back. He spoke the message that was given to him to the people of Nineveh, and the whole city got converted, they all repented, even the king and the animals and the children, and everybody came around and repented. And that was a message basically to tell us how powerful the word of God is, and how powerful is the word that when we speak from our mouth. He was a prophet. He was giving a message, divine message, to speak out. And as he spoke up, there was such power that the whole city got turned around. There's power in our words. And today I want to sort of talk on a different aspect of speaking up. And speaking as in how words matter, not only so much for the people that we speak it to, but to actually to ourselves and the situations that we are facing in our life. And the title of my message simply is this: Speak Life. Now, how many of you guys know that our words, we can speak life or we can speak death? There is a scripture that's found in Proverbs. I'm just going to put that up. It says this: death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. We can either speak life or we can speak death. And the word of God, I'm here to witness again and again, the word of God is life. Many times in the scripture, when we read different portions of the scripture, we find that this word is life. In Philippians, actually, Apostle Paul addresses the church, and he says, so that you may become blameless and pure, is what he says to them, children of God, without fault in this crooked generation, as you hold firmly to the word of life. This is the word of life that I'm holding right now. And we'll talk about this word and how important it is for us Christians to not only be in the word, but to speak the word of life. I just love how we as a church have started doing the Bible in a year, and I hope you're all doing it. And if you're not, I want to encourage you. This is going to be encouragement again. Even though we're only 21 days in, I want to encourage you to start today or tomorrow, and you will finish by January 2025, right? So you still have time. You don't have to follow the dates. Yes, we all started at the beginning of January, but I encourage you to be in the Word, to discipline yourself, to practice this, being in the Word every single day of your life. We have an app that we follow. I just love it. I just leave it there for it to read it to me. I don't know if some of you guys are doing that, but I just love how it leads me through it. And I cannot, so many times in the last 21 days when there was confusion and there was maybe fear and uncertainty and I was facing a situation, there was something that I read that day that spoke to me for that certain situation. It happened multiple times, and I believe it's happening to you as well, because when we take this word in, becomes alive in us, we're able to actually let the word mold us and change us and speak to us and become life in our situation. So we're all facing this life, and there is many, many things that we'll be facing if we're not, and we need to familiarize ourselves with this word of life, because it is the word of life that will carry us through in this life. You see, when Jesus was starting out his ministry, you look at Jesus' life and the way things kind of went with him, he started off by going in the wilderness. There's a portion of scripture that talks about him being in the wilderness, being tempted by the devil. And the way he was able to resist the temptation was with the word of life, the word of God. Enemy came with the temptation, and then he was able to, because he knew the word, he was the word, he spoke the word, and he defended his position. He was able to respond to the enemy. And oftentimes, the enemy, when an enemy attacks us in this life, we're able to respond to the enemy. And the proper way to respond to the enemy is with the word of life. Then, one of the remarkable things that happened with Jesus, and this is where I want to take my focus today, It's going to be about this subject matter. But when Jesus was about, he came out of that wilderness, and the next scripture, if you were reading through that in the past 21 days in the beginning, the next scripture, actually, when Jesus comes out of the wilderness, he goes to the temple, and he opens up the word of life. And here's what Jesus does before he does anything else in his life. This is what he did. He opened up the word of life, and he spoke the prophecy that was spoken over his life that catapulted him into the ministry at that moment. And this is what the word, if you're familiar with this scripture, in Isaiah 6, it talks about how Jesus says, he opens the Bible, he says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. I've come to heal the brokenhearted, to heal the sick, to bring in the good news, and on and on and on, the whole scripture there. He's taking this prophecy that was spoken of him, he's putting it, he's dressing it himself into this prophecy, and he's going out into this world, into his ministry. And there is this principle here that I've learned, I want to share with you, how important it is to speak up and to declare the prophetic word of life over our life before we do anything else in the day. There's something with the prophecy, and I love prophecy, and I grew up with around prophecy, and I had things prophesied over my life as I was growing up, and seeing that prophecy come to life, obviously being in line with the word of God. And the Bible tells us we should always test the prophecies that come our way with the word of life, because if it's not in the Bible, it definitely maybe not be a good prophecy. But I grew up around prophecy, so I know what prophecy is. And prophecy is simply a divine message given by God to a prophet to deliver to someone. And we've seen in the Old Testament, the Old Testament prophets had a purpose. And their purpose was to deliver the message, the word of life, to the people that were in situations to actually help them in what they were supposed to do next. We see it with Jonah going to Nineveh, delivering the message, and we see the change taking place. And we see every other prophet in the scripture was sent for that sole purpose, to speak the prophecy and for that prophecy to come to life. Now we live in the New Testament where Jesus said, I'm going to go and I'm going to leave the Spirit with you, and you will have this Spirit that will lead you and guide you and encourage you. And I just love that whole portion of scripture when Jesus is going up and he says, I'm sending you into this world to heal the sick. Jesus even makes a statement. He says, you will do greater things than I have ever done. But you're going to do it by the help of the Spirit. And the Spirit comes. And then on and on here, even one of the first sermons that Peter speaks in Acts of the Apostles, he says this, in the last days, God says, I will pour out my Spirit upon all people. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. In Jeremiah 1:5, 11, Jeremiah was appointed, and verse 5 in chapter 1, he says this, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, God says. Before you were born, I sanctified you, and I ordained you as a prophet to the nations. Did you know that you and I have been ordained, set apart, chosen to be the prophets to the nations, to this nation, to our nation, not only to the nations, but we have been ordained and set apart to prophesy visions and also to prophesy the word of life over our life as we go forward in this life. God has ordained us. So when we face a difficult situation, God has ordained us to prophetically declare his word of life over us. It's what carried Jesus through every circumstance that he was facing, and it is what's going to carry us through every circumstance that we're facing. If we're not in the word, we're going to have a hard time knowing what the word says. And we can feel frustrated, especially when we face difficult situations, especially when we see things in life that we want to see change. Now, how many of you here this morning, in person or watching online, you want to see something change in your life, or you want to see a change in a certain area? Can I see your hand? I think we all have something, and we all can relate. We want to see change happen in our life. And because of that, what I believe, that God has ordained us to prophetically declare his word over our life. Just want to tell you a little bit about what prophecy is a divinely inspired revelation from God. Declaration is a positive formal statement, proclamation, or the announcement. And this is what prophetic declaration is. Prophetic declaration is speaking forth words that align with God's will, words, and have the power to change circumstances, influence environments, and shape destinies. This is what prophetic declaration is. It is speaking forth the words that align with the word of God, his will, that have the power to change circumstances, influence environments, and shape destinies. God has this amazing task. He has this amazing purpose for each and every one of us that have been called into the fellowship with the Spirit of God, is as we are to declare and prophesy his word into this world and into our life and into our circumstances. See, God knows our thoughts, but God wants us to use our words to speak life. One of the reasons, when I was thinking about this, one of the reasons why we have to speak our words, speak words of life into our circumstances, is because the devil, the enemy of our souls, needs to know what we're thinking. The devil doesn't know what we're thinking. He has no idea about our thoughts. Only God knows. But when we speak things into existence, he's able to hear and he's able to tremble because we speak the word of life and this word of truth. You see, God created, when there was nothing on this earth, before everything was created, God spoke and he created this world with just speaking the words of life. Everything came about and everything was created. The same thing with us. If we want to see things happen, if you want to see things change, if you want to see things improve, if you want to see things go forward when it comes to our own life and our own spiritual life, we need to learn how to speak the words of life. So many people don't know this, and they get stuck in a rut. They go in circles because they don't prophetically declare what the Word of God says over their life. So we need to take this message. This is a message for us. I don't really understand why God has me here. I don't really understand really what God wants me to do. If there is one thing that you should this morning get from this message, it is that God wants you to verbalize, to know his word, and to verbalize his word over your life, over your situation, and over all the circumstances that you're facing. We cannot talk negative and death and expect to have a positive life-giving circumstance and life. Many people have said, if you have a poor mouth, you're going to have a poor life. If you don't speak life, you will speak death. And on which side are we, is a question that we have. You know, when we have two types of people. People that will, when they face a difficult situation, they will either speak life over that, or they will speak death. And they will say, oh, no, here we go again. I just can't take this. And many people will just sit idle, letting things happen to them just as they come, and not actually realize that they need to use their words to declare the word of life over their situation so that they can see change happen. See, I wrote this down, that we are, don't tell your God about your problem, but tell your problem about God. We often talk about our problems and we say, oh, I've got this problem, I got this, and I have so many things going on, and God, please help me, and I don't know how I'm going to do with this, and I don't know what I'm going to do here, and I don't know how this is going to come about. But instead of talking like that, instead of talking death, let's talk to our problem and talk to our problem as to, do you know how big my God is? Do you know how great my God is? Do you know how faithful God is? Do you know how loving God is? Do you know how much hope and love God has for me? That's what we need to. We need to start speaking things into existence, because that's how God wants us to live. So we have been ordained to prophesy. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us, and we are living in the last days, and we are going to be seeing visions. We are to prophesy things of God to this in this life. It's time for us to do what we have been ordained to do, and that is to prophesy over our dry bones. Oftentimes we get stuck and things in our life do not change because of us. Because we decide to be quiet. And we decide for the enemy to just have the last word. We decide the enemy to tell us all the lies about, because he's a father of lies, there's no truth in him. He, from the very beginning of this creation, you can see it, when the enemy came and lied to Adam and Eve, it was all lies upon lies, and all that the enemy knows to do best is to lie. And he wants to lie to us, and he wants to tell us all the negativity. He wants us to be negative. He wants us to have our head down, to walk through this life depressed, sad, and worried, and anxious. But we are to speak the word of life. When we speak something out, we give life to what we're saying. So the question is, what are we speaking? What are we saying? What words are coming out of our mouth? It doesn't take too much for me to hang out with people and see where they're at when their mindset and their fate. And I'm sure you probably have encountered this. You find you just hang out with people and you see and know exactly where they are in their headspace when it comes to their fate. I just love to surround myself with people that speak life and speak fate. That's who I want to hang out with. And do you realize this morning that your life can begin to change once you start prophetically declaring and speaking in faith over it? We're not to just sit there and sorrow and live this life hopeless, but we are to live, wake up, go to bed, wake up, go to bed with hope, living hope of God's word that's in us. I want to talk to you from Scripture, a situation that Ezekiel was faced with. Ezekiel 37. You might have heard this scripture multiple times. When there is a valley that he was facing, and he faced this valley, he faced this situation, and there was bones of dry bones just laying all across. And God came up to him and he asked him a question: can these bones live? I want to talk to you about him, because when he took God's word into his mouth, everything began to change. Everything. Let's just read this portion in Scripture, Ezekiel 37, 1 through 10. This is what it says. The hand of the Lord was on me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord, and he set me in the middle of valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them. And I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were dry. He asked me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" And I said, "Sovereign Lord, you alone know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord.' So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, 'Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to it, this is what the sovereign Lord says, come, breath, from the four winds, and breathe into these slain, that they may live.' So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army." Wow, there's so much here. so many amazing nuggets that we're going to go through. But I just want to focus on a few things this morning and take this prophecy as an example of how an impossible situation can become possible because of God. How God can turn things around when we take His word into our mouth and we prophesy and we declare. How powerful of a weapon that is. There is a theology that's out there, and I grew up actually around that theology, and the theology simply was called Name It and Claim It. Any of you heard of Name It and Claim It? I heard about that theology, and I actually grew up in that theology. But then I was sitting in my living room one day, and I was sitting and dreaming about things, and I started naming that I want to have this wonderful Tesla show up in my driveway. And I was naming and claiming it, but it didn't show up. Happened multiple times. It wasn't showing up. Then I had a situation I was facing, and it was a difficult situation. Losing a loved one is always hard. I was naming and claiming and prophesying, and things didn't happen as I was expecting them to happen. And I was faced with this question. Okay, so name it and claim it. I grew up that, you know, we should name and claim things, but is that really true? And then when I started looking into a scripture, I started looking and unpacking things, and I saw that everything, and there's a scripture that actually says this, if you pray according to my will, it will happen. If you prophesy, and if you say things, and if you declare things that are according to his word and his will, things will happen. So yeah, it wasn't God's will for me to have thing appear in my driveway. Neither was part of God's will for a difficult situation I was facing for it to come about. And I had a question, why? Why does this have to happen? Well, I know that we all are sitting here this morning and we have a question, why? Why did this have to happen this way? And I'm standing here before you to tell you, I don't know. But I know the one who does. And I know the one who is going to give us an answer one day. And I know that behind everything that's happened in this life that I didn't want to have and it to happen, I know that God is using that, and he's going to use that for something good. So God has given us these amazing promises, and he's given this promise to Ezekiel. And he said, come, look, there's the dry bones. And the dry bone, really, what that represents, what that can represent in our life personally, it can represent any situation, any difficulty, any anxious thought, really anything in our life that we're facing that we want to see come to life. He brings them to this valley, and he says this, do you see these bones? And Ezekiel says, yes, I do. And then God responds and he says, why don't you go and prophesy life over them and see what happens? And with that being said, what Ezekiel did, he took the word of the Lord and didn't take it for granted. He took it for real. And he said, okay, let me see what happens. With all of that that was happening, he had to have a faith. He had to have faith in his heart that something was about to happen. He took God's word in his mouth and he started prophesying. He realized that there's something that's at stake here that's greater than what's out there. This hopeless situation may not be hopeless after all. I'm seeing with my own eyes may actually change, even though it doesn't seem like it will. And what this prophetic declaration that I want to encourage you to start doing in your life, if you haven't yet, is it starts, when you start prophetically declaring the things of God and the things from his word over your life, you will see God not only change the situations, if the situations don't change, you will change. And you will see God's will and God's perspective and God's purposes in it. See, everything that we want to do and see succeed in our life starts first with a meeting with God. And that's what Ezekiel did. He met with God. God brought him out this mountain. He said, what do you see here? And I realized that in this life, we can do nothing apart from God. We can't plan a single thing apart from God. And the change really begins in our hearts. When we start having this conversation with God and we start hearing the word of the Lord in our heart and we let that word become faith in us. See, God gave us a free will and gave us a choice. And he basically is asking us a question. Do we believe in his word? Do we trust in his word? You see, Jesus has provided the victory for me personally in many, many areas of my life. And I always want to be standing on the side of victory and not walk in defeat, but in victory, no matter what I'm facing. So in this portion of the scripture where Ezekiel was becoming aware of what was in front of him, God showed him a picture of what impossible looks like, and he asked him a question: can these bones live? God may ask us a question in a very impossible situation. Do you believe this situation can turn around? Can this impossible situation in front of you come to life and turn around? You and I serve a God who is a God of impossible, who can still heal, who can still deliver, who can still do miracles. And remember that we serve a God of impossible. When the disciples were hanging out with Jesus and they said, how is this? How then? Who can be saved? Jesus gave all these things and they said to him, like, how is this even possible? Then we don't understand how this can all happen. And Jesus said, well, yes, some things are impossible in human eyes, but in God's eyes, all things are possible. You see, when God told him, prophesy life, to speak the breath into the bones, to command resurrection, Ezekiel, in his heart, had to have faith and believe that this was about to happen. And he had to speak up and open his mouth, not just be quiet, but speak up into that situation and declare that the life would come into those bones. I often ask myself a question, why don't I declare sometimes when I'm facing something, why don't I declare things? Why don't I just speak up in a certain difficulty? I think that we don't declare because we think that it doesn't matter. We don't have enough faith. Or because we think that it won't make a difference. But every time when we prophesy God's word, it will make a difference. It will always make a difference. Every seed that we prophesy, speak into existence, will make a difference. When we get God involved in his word into our situations, they can change. So we need to realize that, and we need to live that. We need to realize that truth, and we need to live that truth. That change starts with us and us opening up our mouth. And then we need to believe deep down in our hearts that what God has told us in his word, what God has promised us in his word, his promises are true and they're yes and amen today for us in this life. Faith is the hope of the things which are unseen, Hebrews tells us. And it always comes down to it, do we really have faith to see God move in our situations? Do we really have faith to see God turn things around in our situations? Do we really believe? Do we really trust God? Do we really trust his word and his promises? How do we grow our faith? In Romans 10, 17, he says that the faith comes by hearing and staying, being in the word of God. Things in natural may not look the best. When we may be stuck in a cycle of bad circumstances, we might have, you know, it's raining and now all of a sudden it's pouring and we might have just situation upon situation coming our way and just hitting us. And we may get stuck into this thinking, well, I'm just going to keep quiet. I'm just going to stay quiet. I'm just going to let things happen the way they are. Well, if it's happening, there must be it. But it's in those situations that when we are connected to God and his promises that we are able to actually prophesy and declare change into our circumstances. When we stand, when we stay in the Word, when we read that Word, which is so alive and so powerful, when we stay in that, our negativity, our death speech turns into life and positive speech. We have, all of a sudden, we are infused by faith to have an outlook on life that's completely different from what we just had a few minutes ago. When we're influenced by the Word of God, something changes in us, and our perspective shifts. If we want to have a perspective of God, we need to stay in the Word. See, when I look at the life of all the greats in the Scriptures, and one of them that came to my mind was Abraham. Abraham was spoken, it was spoken a word, it was a word that was spoken to him by God, saying, just go, I'm going to bless you, I'm going to prosper you, you're going to be the father of many nations, you're going to have a son. And Abraham held on to that word with his dear life, and he trusted God. And that's why he was called the father of faith. But it says here that in Romans 4 that he hung to that word so much so, he believed in things as they were without having them even happen. He had faith in his heart, deep down, knowing that God is the one who will provide. God is the one who's going to lead. God is the one who is going to come through for him and fulfill the promise that he has given him. See, promises of God give us hope. And Ezekiel, he had to put trust in God's word, believe his word, take that promise, put it in his mouth, and prophesy over those dry bones. And what we see happening here is miraculous. We see a situation begin to change. And this was, when this was written in the time of Ezekiel, Israel was the nation that was in exile and in captivity. And God was basically speaking how there is life that is about to come on the nation of Israel through Jesus. And as he was prophesying, he was seeing these things come together. And he was with his faith in his heart, he saw what was taking place, and he was amazed. Sometimes we get stuck because we don't trust the word of the Lord, and we don't prophesy, we don't open our mouth, and we don't speak up of the things of God that we are to speak. We are to never lose sight of God's promises. Never lose sight of God's promises. You see, when Ezekiel started this, he just spoke one word, and then there was a little rattling sound, and things were coming together slowly. But then he could have just stopped, and he could have just said, well, okay, that's it. But then God comes, and he says, no, prophesy even more. Prophesy the Spirit of God to come into those bones. So he keeps on prophesying, and he keeps on speaking this over the bones. And those bones, slowly by slowly, there's life that starts entering these bones. And what this teaches us is that sometimes in life, there is a endurance, there's patience, there's perseverance that we need to have. Patience that we need to have to keep on prophesying and keep on trusting, keep on declaring the word of life and the word of truth over our life, over our circumstances, over our problems. It's so easy to get caught up, get discouraged when we face difficult situations and say, well, this is maybe how it's supposed to be. But one of the most amazing things that we can do is to prophetically declare the promises of God over our life. You know, the other day when I was worried about finances, the scripture that we just went through a few days ago, don't worry about tomorrow, what's going to happen, how things are going to come about. Just look at the birds, Matthew 6. Just look at the lilies and the flowers and how God takes care of all those things without them even doing a single thing. And I was encouraged with the word of life that God is going to take care of myself as well. When I was worried about whether I would be strong enough to carry the load, all the things that I have on my plate, I was reading Isaiah, where he says that the Lord is my strength and my salvation. In the times of weakness and when in a time when I'm helpless, he is the one who gives me power and strength. Not only that, I was reminded also that the whole that Jesus has sent the Holy Spirit to be our strength, to be our helper in the times when we feel like we cannot carry the load. When I was wondering about whether God even hears me when I pray, I was reminded in Matthew 6 when I was reading that God not only hears my prayers, that I pray according to His will, but He answers my prayers as well. He cares for me. He comes through for me. God supplies all of my needs. He knows exactly what I need. When I had anxious thoughts about uncertainty that surrounded me, I read Philippians. And the peace of God that was promised for me became life in my bones and in my heart, knowing that whatever I face in this life, whatever I worry about, all the anxieties that go through my mind, there is a peace that surpasses all understanding that's there for me to get a hold of and let go of worry and anxiety. I was also reminded in Matthew when I was just reading that the Lord is the one who provides rest for my soul. Not all the things that are in this world, not the resources that that I think that I can provide with my own strength, but it is the Lord that provides the rest for my soul. When I was sick and I was weak, I was reminded again and again with the word of life that He is the one who heals my weaknesses. Psalm 103, He heals all my diseases. He comes through for me. He's my present help in a time of trouble. Psalm 46. When I was confused about what steps and what direction I should take in my life, God, in Psalm 32, reminded me that He will instruct me, He will teach me, He will show me the way, He will counsel me, and He will lead me that path that He has for me. Why do we often get stuck and we forget the promises of God? What promise is God giving you that you treasure in your heart on a daily basis? When difficulties come, what scripture, what promise, what word of life has been there to be reassuring to you time and time again to give you comfort and give you peace? When we face situations that seem beyond repair, message of Ezekiel encourages us to trust in God's power to restore and rejuvenate. Words have power. And when they are aligned with faith and God's promise, they can initiate change and healing in our life. So basically, for us to declare prophetically is to speak words of faith and hope over our situations, believing that God's power is there to change, and the God's power can bring the change. It's not just wishful thinking. It's not just to say things just to say them. It is actually about believing in the power of God's word and letting that word become alive in us to carry us through the hardest of situations. I have memorized multiple scriptures over time, and some of the ones that I remember over and over again is that I am a child of God, that the Lord is my shepherd, that I should never want, that I'm blessed, that I'm highly favored, that God takes care of my needs, that I should not worry about tomorrow, that God has a hope, plan, and a purpose for my life. And not only for my life, but for the life of those around me as well. And since we don't really know everything in this life, the prophetic declaration, the words of prophetic declaration are the pieces of the puzzle that may be missing for us to really experience the fullness of God's life and His Spirit working in and through us in this day and age. So that's my encouragement to you this morning, that you would stay in the Word. If you haven't started yet, that you would start going through the Bible every day of your life, and that you would allow His Word to speak life into your spirit so that you can speak and declare prophetically His life over your situations, over your circumstances, and over whatever you're facing. Amen. Why don't we just all stand? I want to pray for you this morning. And instead of telling God about your problem, how about we tell our problems about our God? How about we prophetically declare what His Word says about us, what He has promised us? God's love for us is never ending. God's love for us is true. And the enemy may come to us and lie to us and say, no, God doesn't love you. God doesn't have a plan for your life. You should worry. You should be stressed. Complain a little more. Speak a little more of those words of death over your life and your situation. See if that's going to make you feel better. And instead of complaining, why don't we take the word of God as a word of life and declare it over our life? There's so many promises of God in his word. We can easily just go on Google and find out what they are. We can buy a little book that has promises of God, and we can live by that. We can walk by that. We can be in that. Or we can just simply read the Word of God and let the Word of God shape us and encourage us as we face this life and difficulties. And if you want to see God, if there is a dry bone in your life this morning, something that you want to see come to life, I want to pray for you. You can simply just raise your hand, and I want to pray for you. I want to speak life over that. I don't know what it is. I don't have to know what it is, but I want to speak life over you so that you would be encouraged that God is working in your life. His word is powerful, and His word is mighty. So thank you, Jesus, for your word. Thank you for giving us this ability to speak up and to prophetically declare what you have said about us. You have come to this world to give us life, to give us an abundant life, to give us an eternal life, to care for us. You have come to give us the future and to give us the hope. So right now, Father, you see all the dry bone situations in this room. And we may not know how, but we believe that you are the God of impossible. And we believe that as we speak the words of life over every situation, we see the bones come to life in the name of Jesus. We see the situations coming to light in the name of Jesus. We see healing. We see deliverance. We see power of God move in our lives because we speak these words of life. We speak your truth over us. And we believe your truth. Just like Ezekiel believed, we want to believe that you will do what you said you will do, Jesus. So we want to walk in victory. We want to walk in your promises. We want to live by your promises. And we never want to lose sight of that. We never want to lose sight of that, Jesus. Give us the strength that we need. Give us the power that we need this day, this morning. And we just allow your words to shape us and change us into what you want to change us. We give our life to you. We give all of our problems, all of our circumstances, all of our anxious thoughts to you. And we say, Jesus, come and breathe life. May the Spirit of life come. And may dry bones come to life right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We praise you. Bless us all and give us peace. In your name I pray. And everybody says, amen. 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 God bless you. Have an amazing Sunday.